Okay, welcome to UGenRadio.com and it's Dave P's morning show. You know what? I'm very proud. I am indeed, because I've been supporting this wonderful young lady. And I say young lady because when she burst on the scene a couple of years ago, she came via a wonderful DJ of ours, or presenter from America, who's based in Philadelphia. As you know, his brother D, who works on the station. May I introduce you now to the wonderful and most delighted woman of God, Deborah Denise.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Hello, everybody.
Well, Deborah, you know what? It's really good to speak to you at last, and it's kind of an overdue sort of interview,
yes,
isn't it?
We've been friends for years.
I know it's been a good. I mean, you're just an incredible and humble lady in terms of how you are with your music, your songwriting. I'm just overwhelmed sometimes with your work, seriously. And I mean that sincerely from the heart, because, you know, you come across many artists from the States, or, you know, gospel artists anyway, and some of them are very sort of difficult to talk to, let alone make friends with. You know, do you know who I am? I've got my entourage around me right now, so I can't really talk to you at this moment.
Wow.
Well, I'm just,
they need to go bow down.
Yeah, well, they need to really bow down. Some are like that. Not all, but you, incredible, and I say a very humble lady, which I found, because we've spoken, you know, when we first got the album, and we've spoken, and it was just, you know, I was going through the album today, and I cannot, and I don't know how you do it, I cannot find one track on there that I can't say no to, that I cannot play.
Thank you, God.
I mean, why do you have to make it so difficult for me? in a good way.
Holy Spirit.
No, it's good, it's good.
You wrote all that, so.
But your history is really outstanding as well, because also you're a producer, singer, songwriter, keyboard player, vocal arranger, and not only that, you've got about 60 songs, probably even more now, you know.
Oh, wow.
You've written. Where are you? What are you thinking about when you're writing incredible songs? You know, because the album we're talking about is, of course, Psalms of Deborah, which we're going to get into. Because, you know, got to get into that. What are you thinking about? What's happening with you when you're writing some incredible songs like that?
It's like, I think the different experiences in my life at the time, and then the Holy Spirit will move me, like get my spirit stir. So I go in the studio, and then I'll start hearing the music, like, in my head.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and find the chords on the keyboard. And from that point, once the music's laid down, even though I may not have all the music completed, once I get maybe 3 tracks of music.
Yeah.
The words and the melody just become. Sometimes I even freestyle it. I'll even write the lyrics first. I sometimes just sing it and then write the lyrics afterwards. But the Holy Spirit just stirs the different things in my life or different things that I've witnessed. It may not even be going on with me.
Yeah.
It could be someone else that I'm seeing. They're going through something with the Lord or in the Lord or just life. Mm-hmm. And He moved me at that point to write.
Yeah, I mean, you're just amazing, I have to say, and we love you very much. Because now, tell us about the album itself, because Psalms of Deborah, it's a wonderful title. You know, when I first got it, I thought, Psalms of Deborah? Hang on.
Like Psalm of David, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, my name's David, right? And I'm thinking, oh, come on, nah, come on, Psalms of Deborah? what is it about? Tell me about the Psalms of Deborah, and, you know, kind of break it down in a nutshell for our listeners to hear on UGen Radio.
Well, actually, when I was thinking of the album name, it took me maybe 2.5-3 years to compile all my songs.
Mm.
So I was like, Lord, what do you want to call this album? And then He said Psalms of Deborah. And I was like, oh, my God, like Psalms of David, because I love the Psalms. David, oh, heart is poured into the Psalms, and it's songs.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's perfect, because it's actually a compilation of everything I've been through the last 3 years. So it's like, that was perfect.
Hmm.
So it came from just 3 years of all the composing and all the writing, and you can hear a lot of songs where I'm, you know, weak or strong or victorious or bold. It was all these things that was happening in that 3 years, and that's why I was like, the Psalms of Deborah.
Outstanding album, though, I have to say. Really good album, and what's incredible about it, you sing on it, you play music on it, you produce it. Isn't there no stopping you? you know.
Now that I got the Holy Spirit, no.
Well, look, I understand. You know what? We understand that when the Holy Spirit takes control, we understand that. But I don't know if I've ever met or spoken to anybody, and I'll say this in a nice way, because, you know, sometimes in the music business, it's a male-dominated world, if you know what I mean.
That's true.
So I'm not being rude or anything like that.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
But with you programming your music, playing it, and you know exactly how you want it to sound, point, did you have an idea how you wanted the album to sound in the first place?
No, exactly. It's just my style, so it naturally just comes through no matter what I produce or play. So, yeah, it's not like I have a, you know, it's like whatever music comes in my head, I play it.
And that's
how it.
It
is. That's a nutshell. What God gives me, when I hear it in my head, I just go play it. So and then, you know, he tweaks it along the way. But, yeah, that's, I don't have a specific style, just whatever he plays through me. And whatever style he's built in me all these years is what comes out in my music.
So tell me, how do you manage to work out the melody? How do you manage to work that out then? How does that happen for you?
I don't know, I just start vibing off of the music. Sometimes I hear sometimes I hear the melody before my music, but most of the time, like 95% of the time, I do my music first. But when I hear the music, it has a story behind the music, the way it moves, you know?
Yeah.
And it moves my spirit, and that's where it goes. It's the feel of this music that I'm listening to. And then sometimes I have a thing that I'm going through at the time, that the music is led by how I'm feeling at that time, and then that's when I write it, like, certain songs are real personal on that album that I had actually went through. And yes, it was easy to find a melody on that because it was based on my mood and my spirit and my sorrows at that time.
Is that fight, yeah?
No, fight is my...
No, you said the third song.
It's like my victory song.
Yeah, I mean that song there alone is just really like... it's. I sometimes think that you're in the pitch of the song is like you're in a battlefield. That's how I look.
Yes,
at it.
Yes, and that's what I've been through. You know how it is as a Christian. We're fighting every day. So. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should be.
Now our listeners are wondering, yeah, Dave, yeah, we know that song already. We know this song you keep playing on the radio right now. I'm So Bold. You know, we know that, but tell us, we need to know about Deborah Denise herself. Really, where is she coming from? So I would ask you this question. Your parents, was it a musical family? Is there some sort of legacy going on here? Was that sort of background for you in terms of music?
Well, my mother can sing, but she wasn't a singer. She was like a minister.
Okay.
she God used her to heal people when they would get injured or sick or something like that. My father was a preacher. He passed away 2 years ago, but he was a preacher as well. But we sang, like, you know, in church, but mainly I didn't even do that. My mother always wished that we had, her kids would be in a group. No one did it. But we wasn't raised in a musical family. I mean, we sang a lot, like, in the house, but not, like, trying to pursue anything with it.
Yeah.
I was the only one that really did that, and my sister.
So you're the only one?
The only one that was raised. My older sister and me was in a group before, but yeah, that didn't last long.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, I want to get to something which is, I know, because you have such an incredible story, a testimony about your illness, and I know you're not afraid to speak about it. We know there are people listening right now who's been through or going through certain things, and they may be wondering, yeah, Deborah Denise, she hasn't been through anything. She's a singer. What does she know, really? Tell us about your history in terms of your illness.
Well, it started like in my early 20s. So I was sick, you know, for some time. But I had kept getting diagnosed with like different autoimmune diseases. They were like incurable. One was Grave disease. 40% of the people die of that from heart failure, because Grave disease eats up every tissue, cell, bone, marrow, joint in your body, period. There is no cure for that, and they had very few treatments. I had ulcerative colitis, which is the same family as Crohn's disease, when your intestines are being ate up by ulcers.
Yeah.
Then I had mitral, I think, regurgitation, which is when your heart valve is leaking.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like all these things happen. I had other things, but those are the main things. And I was in the hospital all the time. The doctor, I had died like two times, like literally. My spirit leaving my body. They're trying to bring me back. So I didn't die completely. I was, you know, brought back. But Yeah, the diseases had me very sick. I couldn't walk. My hair was falling out. I had bald spots in my hair. My hair is naturally super long, so yeah. That was very humbling to see, because, you know, I'm in the shower and hair is running down my body in hunks. That's how quickly it was falling out. So, yeah, I was terribly sick. The doctors couldn't do anything. The doctors said my body had a mind of its own because it was not responding to any treatment. But anyway, after so long, you know, as a human being, we try to do everything in our own power to fix these things. I took vitamins, I did medication, everything. Nothing worked. I was just getting worse and worse and keep about to die again. That last time was it. I was like, Lord, I give up everything. I give up every part of me. I no longer want to make decisions for myself. I no longer want to even control one area of my life anymore. I want you to control every area of me.
Yeah.
And at that point, God started revealing things in my heart and my life that he wanted me to do, that he didn't want me to do anymore, that he wanted me to repent of, people that he wanted me to forgive. This is all why I'm born again already. So yeah. I started doing everything he brought to my attention. I mean, everything. And next thing I know, my symptoms started leaving. I didn't know I'd been healed.
Yeah.
I knew one day he was going to heal me. I did know that, because they wanted to cut my intestines out.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, no, 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 because I did not want God to do a creative miracle and now give me new intestines.
Yeah.
So I'm like, am I going to have enough faith for that? Anyway, after that, I started doing everything God brought to my attention, everything. I submitted my entire life to him in every area. So it's true when God say obedience is better than sacrifice, because me sacrificing tithes and feeding the poor, which I was doing a lot of stuff sacrificially, but that obedience area, it was a lot of areas that I did not let go of and let him become Lord of.
Yeah.
And after I did, all my symptoms started leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, one disease was gone, another disease. I mean, these doctors was flipping, because these diseases were incurable. You get it?
Yeah.
Incurable. And here, now, one doctor I did get to sit next to as he changed my medical record. That was very rewarding to see. And he was like, do you know this is a miracle? Do you know this doesn't happen? And I was like, I know, I know, I know. I said, Jesus did it. I had to let him know who done it. So, yeah, I'm completely healed. I'm not better. I'm not, you know, recovered. I'm completely healed. I have new intestines. I have a new heart, you know. And my hair is back. It's like everything that was wrong is reversed, and it's medically proven. So yeah. I just praise God for that.
You know what? God is really good, because what you're saying there right now is that you wouldn't be here at all. And I
would not be here.
Yeah, because, you know, you're such a great testimony. Your testimony, living testimony right now. And I think that's why your songs really work. Is there a song on the album where you speak about healing, what you've been through, which you found very difficult to sort of get out? You know, when you sort of in the recording studio, it's, Lord, I really can't do this right now. I'm emotional at this time. Is there a song on there that affected you like that?
Oh, my God, yes. Actually, a lot of them. I mean, literally, I'm, like, singing, right? And I would choke up, so my vocal cords are tight enough so I can't get my notes out. That happens. I don't know. That's happened on many of my songs. So I can't think of them right off, but that's happened, because it's like, okay, you compose, you cannot sing with your throat is tight, my vocal cords. Yes, that has happened.
We like the album. I like the album, but I think one song that really sticks out for me is this one. It's called You're All That Really Matters.
Yes. Now that's one of the ones I think that did bring tears to my eyes.
Can I just say, you don't mind me saying, I know, I don't want to say Deborah Denise, I just want to say Deborah for now, okay? Deborah, that song right there, it has an effect on me. And it makes me think how great God is, how much he really loves me no matter what. And that's, when I heard it, I went, oh my goodness, this song is really, you know, it pulls at your heartstrings. That's what it does. I kind of think that you wrote that on purpose. You know, I don't know.
I did. That was personally that was something I was going through at that time.
Tell us more.
Back on everything. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that song, because it really affects me. It really does. It really has.
It's affected me now because I'm remembering it. So it's like touching my heart.
Oh, wow. You know, your testimony is outstanding, and I like your parentage. Where are you from exactly? Where are you from? Because I've seen some of your pictures, and I'm wondering. Now, I know you're American, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
But what is your heritage?
Native American and black. So I guess they would call that African American, but it's Native American and black. My mother is Native American, and my father's Choctaw, so he's half Native American and half black. So that's where my black comes from.
Now, the album now, because we've been seeing so many videos of... now, I'm So Bold, because you know we love that single on UGN. Okay. How long did it take for you to do that video for I'm So Bold?
Oh, God.
Really, is he?
It's a process of it. Yeah, it took some weeks because I got to shoot it and then they got, you know, to be edited and all that. So maybe a few weeks.
Are you fussy? Your music and the videos you put out, are you fussy? You want it done in a certain way? If it's not right, do you complain?
I want it done a certain way. I'm hands-on when it comes to everything, when it concerns my ministry. Yeah, so I'm sitting there with them editing the video. So I'm like, no. Like, no, that don't like this. Yeah, that, I'm the co-creator when it comes to my video.
I love it. I really do. I love it. I really do. You know, the thing is there anything happening with Deborah Denise in terms of, like, are you doing any are you doing tours around America right now, or is that on hold? And are you planning to come to the UK, into Europe? Are you planning on anything like that, or do we need to get any UK promoters to get you over here?
Actually, you need some UK promoters, because honestly, I would love to come. I've been wanting to come to Europe forever. I would love to live there, to tell the truth.
Oh, wow.
To deny my American heritage.
Oh, wow.
I just would love to be over there. I've heard so much about it, and I just like to visit it. But as for performing and stuff, I do got some stuff lined up for Canada right now. I'm sure some few things in America, but I suppose there's a lot of stuff coming up this summer. This summer and spring for Canada.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to
promoters for
yeah, go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carry on. Sorry to interrupt you.
Promoter, I said, give me some promoters from London so I can get over there, because I'd love. I have a lot of people that actually follow me from London and in Paris and stuff. So yeah, I would love to come there.
That's because you're just awesome, and your music is really awesome, and it's so true as well. You know, and you sing it so well, and you talk about God, but you talk about lifestyle, what's going on right now in reality. You know, I want to put this out there to a lot of people in terms of getting your album right now. How can they get hold of Deborah Denise, Psalms of Deborah?
They can go on, it's sold everywhere digital music is sold. So that's Amazon, you know, iTunes, Google Play. Anywhere digital music is sold, my album's there. If they want a physical copy, they can go to cdbaby.com.
Yeah.
They can get a physical copy there.
Deborah Denise?
Yes.
I think you're an incredible artist. You already are. And I'm glad that you're, you know, I like to support independent artists. And I hope if big major record label signs you, please do not change who you are or the music you're putting out. Do not. Because sometimes I think major record labels have a way of changing certain things about the artists in terms of their songwriting. So it doesn't become authentic, if you know what I mean.
True. I've actually turned down some labels before, major labels, but I just leave it in God's hands, because I do not and will not, this is the truth, I will not compromise.
Oh, man.
I've turned them down before because of, you know, they wanted me to do secular music, and I'm like, well, I'll pass, and this is actually Universal and stuff like that, and Island Jeff Dam or something like that, Dab Dive Records is what it's called, but I've turned them down because they didn't want me to do gospel.
No.
So that's already happened, and I've already said no, so no, I'm not compromising God.
There's no way. There's no way you should, and I don't think, if you did that, I'd be very upset, you know.
I would be upset with me too.
Now,
if
possible, if you can, just a little quick word or, you know, encouragement for those who may be going through something. We all go through difficult times every now and again. It does happen.
First, the whole focus should be God, honestly. We need to first seek the kingdom of heaven and all these things to be added into you. Because if your focus is on anything other than God, it's called selfish ambition, and the Bible says that's wicked.
Oh, yes.
We do this for ourselves. So if you're doing it for Christ and your eyes is on Christ, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. In those times that you feel discouraged, I get that way even now. You got to hold on to God and say, God, whatever your will is, apparently wherever I'm at right now is because you placed me there, and it may not be where I want to be, but if it's where you want me to be, that's exactly where I want to be. So even when those discouraged moments, you just make sure there's nothing in your life that's, you know, blocking God's will for you, you know, whether it's unforgiveness or sin or whatever. If those are not things that you can point out, just continually submit to him and do what he called you to do. And don't give up. Just keep feeding off of his spirit, obeying him, submitting to him, and he'll lead you to exactly where you need to be. Amen. But we should never focus on ourselves. It's not even about us. Doing gospel music is not about us. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And we're supposed to be shining to make him look good, not ourselves. So keep your mind focused on Christ and not you getting big or known. Making him known is all we need to be focused on.
You know what? It's been really nice speaking to you on UGM Radio. It's been a long while because we've been trying to plan this out for a good minute, man. And God bless your life. And I thank God for your life and what you're doing. Talented, gifted, and you could tell you're a woman of God. You're very deep because I do read some of your stuff. Very deep indeed. You know, that I can't even say anything. I just read it, you know. It's amazing. It is true. I just read it and kind of just let it sit in my system, you know, and just enjoy that. But thank you so much for your music and your words and your encouragement through a song who needs to hear it, in fact. Just beautiful, it really is.
And thank you, Dave, for all those kind words. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.